All right, everybody in the podcast land, we are back with episode number 9, and it's your dynamic 2 in the building once again. How you doing, baby?
Hi.
Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this podcast?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Well, before we get started, we got to do a little recap because we just got back from New York, big city of dreams. We had a great time. I'm exhausted. I don't know about you. How you feel right now?
Well, I was going to say that first, but that I didn't want to start off with negative energy. So I was like, just, I guess, hold that. I'm so tired to myself. But yeah, it's pretty. Well, we had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because we had to catch a 5 o'clock flight so our daughter could get back to her
training.
To her daily.
Her top. Train on purpose.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so what are we sharing? Wait, first of all, shout out to our daughter, Jonna, and all of her friends that's been listening to the podcast. Thank you for the love. What'd they say? They said we have articulate words. I was like, hey, I feel special today. Feel like I'm talking about something. What are we talking about today? I think everything kind of revolves. We just talked really quick before we started the podcast about doing something that makes you uncomfortable. That's kind of the general theme of this trip to New York.
Well, what I was kind of talking about, like, not goals necessarily, or things that you want to learn how to do, you know, that you don't know how to do. I'm talking about like regular day shit.
Yeah, just everyday things.
I'll give an example.
Yeah, give us an example.
I am not the technology girl whatsoever.
True.
We are going to be, we're going to be in the Northeast a lot more this spring than we normally are.
On the East Coast?
Yeah, we're going to be up, you know, about every 2-3 weeks instead of, you know, every 6 weeks, which makes me be with Taya more. Mm-hmm. Independently, which is awesome, but I can't sit up in the Airbnb or the hotel.
Got to get it moving.
Right.
Got to get the stepping.
Right. So exactly. So I had to get it stepping because I needed to find where we had her signed up for a few classes while we were there in New York.
Broadway Dance Center. Thank you guys for the wonderful.
It was great.
Yes. Great training. Great teachers. Lovely facility. Love it all. I had a great time going in and out of the building.
Yeah. So you were working. You were speaking.
Oh, yeah.
At an event. And I was like, well, I guess I got to figure out how to get to Broadway Dance Center. How to get the app. How to pay for the class. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't a big deal for lots of people. But for me, it is. Like I said, not a big deal, but it's not really my jam. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I could care less about
anything technology.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so my point is, yes, did it. Not super comfortable, not super confident, but I was like, well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'm right. And if I'm wrong, I've got, you know, 2 more days to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, got it, got the app, followed, walked. Got in the studio, got the pass.
How did you feel after you did it? That's the big thing. After you did, no. How did you feel before you did it? And then how did you feel after
you
did
it? I don't want to need anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hate that.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so that was kind of my thing. I'm, you know.
It reminds me before I had a car when I used to be with all of my friends and they drove me around and I had to wait for them to do things and to go places. And I'd be like, one day when I get a car, I'm just going to be able to go. And so I was very, very upset every time I'd be with my friends. I'm like, can you take me to
somebody else for their knowledge of things that you are completely capable of doing.
Yeah.
Right?
And then me,
just figuring out how to get to
what you got to do.
What you got to do.
And not knowing that that was my training ground of me, instead of me blaming them and being mad and upset that they wouldn't take me where I wanted to go, I should have just been able. Now I can look back now that I'm older, but I'm like, that was really my training day to get me prepared to be independent, because that was the problem. I was a spoiled little only child, wanting everybody to do everything for me, and that was the time. I was like, why is it? We talk about this all the time. Why is everybody driving? And they turned 16, and I'm still on the bus. What is happening? Well, buddy, if you get your stuff together, you start the process of getting a license, maybe you can go somewhere.
Well, then the next day in New York, we do talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, I guess I started all this because how many things did we make Taya do this time on her own? And she's pretty independent.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, as parents, we just do stuff for them.
Helping or hindering. It's, shout out to the last episode.
Helping or hindering. I'm not even trying to help. Love you, kids. I don't care. I just do it because it's easier and faster for me to do it because I already know how.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my point. So we spent a little bit more time than ever telling her, okay, we're gonna walk out the door, we are on we're on 8th to our left is 51st, we're in between 51st and 52nd. Right, so we're like, all right,
9th behind us,
9th behind Kitchen. us, and I need to get to Broadway Dance Center on 45th. And she's like, well, how do I know? And I'm like, what?
Lesson time.
Here we go. Right? So she learned something. We learned something. And it wasn't just that. It went on and on.
Yeah.
With the stuff, right? So I'm going to even kind of challenge myself for the next time, because we've already been looking at our hotels, and a lot of them that we want to stay at are sold out. So I'm like, oh no, then I'm going to be staying further away. And I'll have to take the subway.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, well. And do it. Figure it out.
Definitely going to do it, because I'm still nervous about the subway. I ain't going to lie. I'm just going to be honest on the pod.
That's why we're going to tackle it.
I'm nervous.
I know. I know. I feel like...
Jonna's like, what's wrong with you? Jonna probably listening to this like, I did that all the time. That's nothing.
Right.
Yeah. No, I learned some lessons. It's funny. This is a weird little thing, but it's you remember the last night we had to go get a pizza, and you asked me, and you was like, do you want to go get it? Do you need me to go with you? And it was like, I normally would have just jumped up. Like, you know what, babe, you just relax. I got this. I'll be back with the pizza. But the truth of the matter was, I was scared. I needed somebody to go with me, because back to what we're saying, I was frustrated with the walking on my Apple Maps, and y'all listening, y'all know this. When you put walking directions, sometimes it can't find you. So you be walking in the wrong direction, and you're like, it's saying that we're supposed to go this way, but the blue dot is. And so I was frustrated that I couldn't go right to where I needed to go. And by the way, when we went out the hotel, and you went right. Notice I didn't say nothing, because I for sure thought we was going left. So when we went right, I was like, oh, thought we was going the other way.
Okay, so look. Chris just brought up an awesome point. I wasn't talking, and I said before we did this podcast, I said, and I'm not just talking about
the big goals.
Right?
Or it was like just the everyday stuff.
Or the stuff that you're not comfortable with, right? Yeah. So for technology, so for you, Chris, it's nothing.
Right.
For me, for you, boom, bam. Big stress.
Yeah.
But I like to look at, you know, what's around. I walked around, not look at phones. So for you, it was, you know, equally challenging. For the other reasons, because the pizza was across the street,
literally
diagonal.
I could have threw my shoe and hit the building. Like,
no, you could pizza. Have. And you were down at your phone, like, Where is this blue line?
This way. And it kept like it kept redirecting. Like I'm like, listen, this technology is
okay, right? Crazy. So it for both of us. So for me, it was, you know, go to maps, find it, look at the blue line, figure out how to go, check it out, follow it, just trust it.
Yeah.
And for Chris, it was stop looking at the blue line, use your eyeballs, trust them.
Yeah.
And look in front of you.
I had to go old school. So I had to do exactly that. I had to be like, you know what? It is right there. And on the way back, I knew where the hotel was. So I had that confident walk. And so that's the thing. That's the lesson too. That's really the only way to get through all of this is you have to do something that makes you uncomfortable, even if it's small, because on the other side of it, that's where you're going to get confident. I was so confident. I grabbed that pizza. I was walking like, this ain't nothing. Pizza right here. And you were like, babe, you holding the pizza at an angle, the cheese sliding all down. Do you need me to hold the... We get back to the hotel, that thing looked like a mudslide. I was like, oh, confidence turns into pride. Got him. Felt good. Too good.
Back no, I like it, up. It. But that could go on forever. But just that stuff. I mean, kind of, you know, forgot to look around a little bit and kind of, you know, again with parents... Make sure you're passing along the stuff you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Say that again.
Make sure you're passing along the stuff you know. What was that thing I read on Instagram? It was like, you know, in school they teach us, you know, all about, you know, parallelograms.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm so glad it's parallelogram season. Right. I wish they
about taxes.
I wish they would have taught us about taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So
assume that they do know. Just like you're saying with tires, it was like, how will I know? And it let me realize that there's still things not only for us to learn, but to teach as well. Because you just assume because your kids are with you that they know everything that you know, but they don't.
Well, and when you're with them and it is a safe environment. I mean, I wasn't letting Ty run around New York City by herself, but I certainly was letting her take the lead.
Right.
You know, with me being able
Where
to watch her.
Where are we going from here? Where are we going
And
from
then
here?
When we got into the studio, I was able to say, okay, now find the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, in 3-4 stories, whatever, with, you know, 20 different classrooms. But gave her the confidence to, one... chin up, eyes open, look around, be able to ask somebody anything, but just depend on somebody else, which is what I do with you for lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Airport check-in, you name it,
everything,
right? Yeah. So I
there
don't
you
know
go. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay, I need one little final this has nothing to do with anything we were talking about, but I need your words, Chris, of advice.
All right. I got you.
All right. I need to know what you got to do. We're getting ready to go do this workout.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've spent hours on end dreading it in my brain. Okay. This will be a whole nother podcast, but I need your quick. How do you get out of that and just know you got to take care of this? It's not going to be a... I'm not scared of doing it. I just don't want to.
Well, for me, it's the same thing. It actually ties right into what we're saying.
This is everybody's question, and it's a different answer for everybody. But I need Zahn's motivation because you don't torment yourself like I do.
Oh, but I do actually. Because I'm
so
tell you,
positive and confident. You don't talk about it the way I do. I talk about it in dread.
Well, you talk about it, but I think about it. I might not say anything, but it's in my head. Trust me, because the part that I didn't say about the pizza story is that I was so frustrated with which way to go walking that first I tried to ask somebody. I went to the front desk. I was like, can you tell me? Because I needed somebody to just tell me where to go. And because I still couldn't get what I needed, I was so frustrated that I was actually willing for a second, because we had this great salad, by the way, earlier in the day. Shout out to Jess Salad. Is that what it's called? Yes, Jess Salad. Oh, my goodness. Best salad in the world. But we had that. But then I started thinking about dinner, and quietly, I like quiet quit on you. I ain't even tell you. Quietly, I was like, you know what? I'm so frustrated with not knowing where I'm going and my Apple Maps not helping me that I'm willing to just go to sleep without eating dinner. That I'm not going to
so
do it.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I was like, I'm good. And if you notice, I did doze off for a second. And it was like, all right, we got to get dinner ready. And then I had to shake myself, get it together. We're going to try this one more time. So it's the same thing with the workout. No, I don't feel like doing that. I'm sore from walking fast paced with the New Yorkers. I'm like, y'all don't slow down. At one point, I was like, you know what? I'm finna just walk Nashville style. You're going to have to run me over because this is ridiculous. Why is y'all? Why, I'm not going. I'm going to get pizza. Y'all walking like it's life or death. Okay. So. So anyway, but it's the same thing. When you don't want to do it, it's still, there's no way around. I still had to get up and go do what I had to do. And afterwards, even though my piece of cheese slid off to the side, my baby had to use the butter knife and the fork to arrange some sort of smiley face looking, droopy
I'm
lava
dying.
Looking.
Love but coming out with the truth.
At the end,
you said none of this.
It was still the best pizza ever. And so my advice to you is you just go through it because you'll love the end result. The end result, it'll be good pizza. That's all I got.
All right. No, I like it. I think you answered what I needed to hear is that you dread it too.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay. Well, good. I hate it.
But we got to do it. So, guys, we're going to go work out after this podcast. Woohoo!
Learn something you don't know.
Yes.
Try something you're not comfortable with and do it.
Yes.
You will. You'll get more comfortable and then it won't be a thing. And you'll start. You know, we're only here little bit of time.
Little bit of time.
Let's start checking off the things that, check off the things you don't want to do either. And then you don't have to.
Yeah.
And give you no benefit. Check those things off too. Have the bravery to check off the unnecessary stuff that's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
And the bravery to check off the stuff that scares you and you need to do.
That's right. It's like the girl at Broadway Dance Center. I was just telling you about that. There was a girl sitting in front of us and they were looking at, our daughter was taking a class and the class was bomb, by the way. The hip hop class was incredible. But the other dancers were coming in, getting ready for the next class. And I heard them talking and they was like, have you taken his class yet? Have you done it? And the one girl was like, no, I haven't gotten up the courage to do it. And I wanted so bad to just tap on the shoulder and be like, you got this. You can do this.
Teachers.
And I was like, no, you're just here with your daughter. Shh, be quiet, man, and get your pizza when this is over. But it's that same thing. That's all I kept thinking about after she said that. I was like, she is so uncomfortable. She doesn't even know everything that
she
needs.
And she kept saying, it looks so fun.
Looks so fun, yes.
It looks so fun.
So sometimes you just, you know, everything you need, you already have. You just got to believe that you can do it. Don't let the down and outs get you. Don't let the... I mean, my legs are sore right now. I do not want to work out. Heel hurt, ankle hurt.
We're doing it. Let's
but
go.
We're doing it. So if you listen to this podcast, whatever it is, the it for you, just go do it. Just do it. That's all. All right. We're done with this episode. Thank you guys for listening. I love this one, babe. This was a good one.
Me too.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.